today we're going to be talking about Gen Z going through their adulting phase. They're getting older now. They're aging out. They are no longer that demographic anymore.
This is the most humbled I've ever felt in my life. I'm literally holding resumes, a stack of them, so that I can go in person to places and say, are you guys hiring? It's honestly a little bit embarrassing because I'm literally applying for like minimum wage jobs and some of them are being like, we're not hiring. And it's like, what? This is not what I expected. I graduated college with 2 degrees in communications and acting. I speak 3 languages. Oh, this sucks. Like, I just want to be a TikToker if I'm being so for real with you. But I can't be delusional anymore. Like, I literally need to make money.
What's up, YouTube? It's Tiny C, and I'm back with another YouTube video. I find this to be a very interesting topic because I feel like every generation goes through their quarter life crisis. I feel like I just came out of my quarter life crisis, so it's very much relevant. And I want Gen Z to have as smooth of an experience through this phase in their life as possible. So the first thing we're going to have to figure out is, what is a quarter life crisis? The quarter life crisis is a period of uncertainty and questioning that typically occurs when people feel trapped, uninspired, and disillusioned during their mid-20s to early 30s. People say that they might feel stuck in a dead-end job while all of their friends advance their careers, or wonder why they cannot seem to make romantic relationships last while other people are getting married and having children. I think other elements of this might be comparisons, seeing your friends, family, social media influencers, just having a successful life, living luxuriously, going on vacations, getting promotions, and then comparing their life to yours, and that comparison making you feel horrible about yourself, feeling like you're behind, feeling like just life is slipping away from you without you having any control of stopping it. I feel like another element of the quarter life crisis is just that realization that you are no longer the youth of the world. They're getting older now. They are aging out. They are no longer that demographic anymore. It's all very hard, and I think that all is coming together for them at once, and it's just hard to ignore. In comparison, what was adulting to millennials?
Why do millennials say adulting? It's because we're doing things that adults do but not getting adult results. See, when the boomers were coming up, they worked all the livelong day, and what they get for it, they got a house. But when my generation works all the livelong day, we get maybe a granola bar. If it's on sale today.
Adulting was really about realizing how difficult it is to be an adult, realizing you have to pay for bills, buy gas, how expensive it is, how expensive groceries are. Is this what everyone else experienced? Just that, the gravity of the situation. I feel like millennials were definitely called cringy and just made fun of for all of the ways that they tried to deal and cope with the situation of growing up. And it was called cringy, and it was just looked at mockingly by Gen Z.
So this is adulting. Nobody told me it was going to be this freaking hard. And you might be wondering,
what are you talking about?
I can't believe I'm saying this, but my hubsters made me pay the phone bill.
Why must he cause me this pain?
Does he really think I know what I'm doing? All I know how to do is drink pumpkin spice lattes and cappuccinos. Those are numbs.
So call me crazy,
but I think when it comes to technology, that's a man's job. I am not adult. I am small girl.
Somebody get this man some common sense. Common sense alert.
I think they're going to soon realize just you have to cope. There's just, you got to cope. A lot of the things I hear about Gen Z is that they're lazy, that they're sensitive. A lot of people report that they're hard to work with, and every generation has a bad rap, but this is Gen Z's stereotypes. And obviously Gen Z has some words about it. Like, of course they don't think that's them. And hopefully through this video, I'm able to shed a more positive and hopeful light on Gen Z and the situation that they're going through, because everything just needs a little bit more humaneness and just a little bit more empathy and understanding, because everyone's going to go through it. You might end up being in their shoes one day, right? I think the first topic to handle is loneliness. This is the first thing that I see a lot when it comes to Gen Z and just all of the crisis struggles that they're going through at the moment. There's definitely a loneliness epidemic. A lot of people are expressing how difficult it is for them and how hard it is to have genuine friendship, genuine connection, genuine romantic partnership, all of the above. The first thing to really observe with this whole loneliness epidemic is the fact that Gen Z went through the pandemic probably at a critical point in their life where they're entering college, exiting high school, and maybe some of them were entering the workforce. That means that at a time where they could have been building community, they were stuck inside.
Do you ever get lonely?
Yeah, I think everyone gets lonely.
That's almost like a daily struggle.
I often feel very lonely in the city.
What does it feel like?
Feels like being lost, like in a maze.
With no hand reaching out to you, and you just don't really feel like climbing back out, or you just can't climb back out.
It feels like that feeling of like you're about to cry, but you just don't need to.
And another very interesting thought that I saw on the loneliness epidemic was the fact that we're all looking at our phones. I mean, it's the same idea of the addiction to social media, but a professor was saying that, you know, when you're waiting for the bus, like, what do? Well, you look around, you take in life at peace, essentially. And nowadays, a lot of people, a lot of kids, Gen Z, so on and so forth, they're on their phones, they're scrolling on TikTok, like they're not taking in life. And I think that there's an anxiety that comes with that when you're not able to just sit, be still, be mindful, be okay with your thoughts, essentially be okay with yourself and being alone. Will exacerbate that feeling of loneliness, because when you finally are tired your brain out from scrolling endlessly and you have to just sit there and listen to those thoughts, it's going to feel really lonely and it's going to be really dark, because the more you suppress those thoughts, those feelings, eventually it's going to burst. And then that's when those breakdowns happen, because you have to let it out. You have to be okay with hearing those thoughts, experiencing being alone. Because it's a natural part of life. We are alone most of the time. We numb ourselves with social media, and that just exacerbates that lonely feeling. We need to move away from that addiction to social media to really heal a feeling that a lot of people are experiencing, because Gen Z isn't alone on that one. And I feel like it really is important for Gen Z to have these connections as they're going through their quarter life crisis, because sometimes just having someone to commiserate with is what's going to get you through. I think when it comes to loneliness, I feel like Gen Z will have to find a way to make friendships, whether it's online with other people that are saying that they're having similar experiences, and reaching out and just pushing past, because I feel like this is just what society looks like now. Gen Z is going to have to find more ways, different ways to connect with people and burst their bubble, like go out of their comfort zone and try to make friends if that's something that they want. And I think the second thing we're seeing is visual aging. There's just so much like theories that can happen with why Gen Z might look older than millennials. Do I actually personally think Gen Z looks older than millennials? No, I don't really think that, because I feel like there's so many people in this world. To generalize that a generation looks older than the previous one is just like, come on, guys. I'm sure there's some that look older, but that probably always was the case. But just in general, reasons why you might look older than you should, these are the potential reasons. You're eating too much processed foods. If you eat too much processed foods, you are not getting the nutrients your body needs in order to keep you looking young and to keep your body healthy and young. You need to work out, you need to eat whole foods so that you get the vitamin D, you get vitamin C's, you get the collagen, you get all of the necessary ingredients in your body that will make you and keep you looking young. You have to stay away from excessive plastic surgery, because I feel like plastic surgery is aging people. I'm telling you, the BBLs, the facelifts, the lip plumpers, the nose jobs, the this, the that, the Botox, all of that ages you. It's going to make you look older, because previously, I think plastic surgery was for women that were in their 30s, 40s, 50s, 30s, 40s, 50s. But now it's like people are just exiting the womb practically and starting to get into plastic surgery, and that's going to age you. Like, some of these celebrities that are young look a lot older than they should. And I think it's because of plastic surgery. Too much. You're altering with your face too much. before your time, before it's even necessary yet. Another reason might be stress. Like we mentioned, Gen Z is going through a whole lot of stress. They entered a critical point in their life when the pandemic hit, and I think that will cause a whole lot of stress, and that's going to age you.
Stress makes your genes age faster. So we have these little tips on the edge of our DNA strands. They're called telomeres. And just like shoelace tips stops the shoelace from getting frayed, telomeres stop the DNA from getting damaged. And as our cells divide over time, these telomeres naturally get shorter. This telomere shortening can leave the DNA exposed to fraying and damage, basically aging. The number one thing which causes the telomeres to shorten is stress. In fact, this study showed that new doctors who started residency training will have their DNA age by 6 times the rate of the normal population because their telomeres shrunk 6 times faster when introduced to the stress of doctor life.
Stress is just linked to so many negative health outcomes that you have to keep yourself as calm as possible. Easier said than done, but that's just another potential theory as to why Gen Z looks older. Next, I want to discuss Gen Z in the workforce. This is a bigger section, a bigger topic to digest and to really talk about because it's really nuanced and it has a lot of moving parts. I feel like every generation can commiserate with the fact that the workforce gets worse and worse. The landscape of attaining a job just gets worse and worse. I just exited it. It took me a year and some change to get the job that I wanted. The job I went to school for, that's the one that took super long to get. And I feel like it just gets worse and worse and harder.
We need to talk about this because I'm a Gen Z who has boomer parents and what she says is true. Boomers are stuck in the past so hard that they can't even comprehend that us like Gen Z and millennials, it's not just that we're lazy and we don't want to work hard. It's that even if we worked as hard as possible, we still can't like afford to live right now. Hard work isn't enough anymore. And I hear these comments all the time as someone who's like parents, friends are all that age. They think that we're all just lazy and they refuse to realize that like times have changed. It is not the same as when you were our age. Just to start, let's look at the rise of the average home value over the years versus the rise of the average household income as compared to when boomers were our age and able to easily afford rent. So boomers would have been our age sometime between the 70s and the late 80s here. So this is the average price of housing or a house at that time. And this is the average income of the household, right? Here it is now. Do you see the difference? Do you see how, like, yes, it was hard back then. It's just not even comparable.
So many TikToks about people applying almost into an abyss of like, are they even really hiring? Is this a real job post or is it a lie? Because that's just really how it is. It's very grim right now. And I don't think it's getting any better anytime soon. I think we're all noticing and experiencing the difficulties that is entering the workforce and getting the job that you want, getting the pay that you want, and actually putting that degree to the proper use.
Gen Z is prioritizing living over working because they've seen the legacy of broken promises in corporate America and the American dream. It has changed. You got to think about back in the 80s, the boomer generation, when they were pitched the American dream, it was juicy. It's not juicy today. Back in the day, they would say, go to school, get good grades. You get a higher education for like $5,000, work 40 years for 40 hours a week, and we're going to give you so much. Oh, well, what's in this package? Well, first of all, you're only going to have to work 40 hours a week. You're going to have your night and weekends. You're going to be able to hang out. You can have 2 or 3 kids. You're going to be able to afford a house. You're going to be able to own a house and pay it off in 30 years. It's only going to be about 18 to 20% of your income. It's going to be beautiful. In 40 years, we're going to give you a 401k pension or Social Security, whichever route you take. You're going to be able to take 2 weeks vacation. It's going to be beautiful. What do you say? You know what? I'm going to sign up for that. This sounds amazing. In 2024, let's see that same pitch. So this is the American dream. Absolutely. So if I work 40 hours a week for 40 years, I get to buy a house. Well, no, you can't afford a house anymore, but you can rent, but you do get food delivery and Netflix and a cell phone. So come on. Okay, so I'll rent forever, but at least college is cheap. No, college is $60,000. Well, wasn't that what my parents' house cost in the 80s? Okay, you're getting off track here, kids. First of all, it's because you're lazy and you're not working hard enough, okay?
There's just this legacy of broken promises. We are told to make a lot of money, work hard, get promotions. Where's the promotions at? Where's the hiring at? Everything is just not what we were sold. Gen Z is realizing that they need 6 figures to live that life that they want to live. Like, of course, it's not necessary everywhere in America, but broadly, there's this idea that you're going to need 6 figures to live that life, to be able to go on vacation sometimes, buy the clothes you want sometimes, you know, splurge, eat nice food, not worry about the light bill, the electricity, all of these sorts of things. Not having to worry about it comes at a price tag. And that price tag is just way higher than it ever was before. It's like you thought one thing and then it's your turn to pay that bill and you're like, dang, I need more money. Five figures isn't going to cut it. All of this is accumulating at once and Gen Z's observing it, Gen Z's experiencing it, and they're really going through it. We also know that Gen Z is the generation that values living their life over slaving for a company. More power to them. Like, yes, absolutely.
When I sit on panels, when people interview me, they always ask me the same question. Why is Gen Z so lazy? No. Gen Z's actually very smart. So let's get lazy out of our head. We're smart, and that's the reason why we get so much backlash. Hey, we have social media at the palm of our fingertips. So I can see online when somebody just got laid off in a very nasty, despicable way from a company. I can see online when somebody is not being paid the right amount of salary that they should be paid as their other colleagues. We can see it all online. But still, companies expect us to put all of our trust and all of our eggs in their basket that has a big hole at the bottom. And all the eggs are dropping through. That was a cute analogy. And since other generations don't want to change, we have to kind of like force you all to change. Because at the end of the day, we are the future of the workforce, baby. Can't get rid of us. And the only way that change is going to happen is if we continue to have hard set boundaries that we will not let up on. So remember, Gen Z, these companies have showed us that we are easily replaceable. So do not let that job stress you out. Continue to enjoy your life and do your job as well. But only during 9 to 5.
And I feel like a lot of generations had this similar sentiment, but you live your life and you realize, but I need the six figures, but I need to work. And so you just fall into slaving. You fall into just being the cog in the machine because you realize, well, what am I going to do? Not work? There's just enough people that are playing the game that we're not able to shift into a world where the companies have to serve us. And that's really what I hope Gen Z will be able to do, shift it to where we get that 4-day work week, to where we get those shorter hours, to where the company starts having to serve us and to bend to our wills and what our needs are. Because right now it's not like that. And as much as we want it to be that way, like it's not there yet. And I think it's because there's just too many people that are willing to play the game and not enough people willing to say, these companies need to start giving us what we need. And I think another thing that I've noticed about Gen Z, they want to be content creators. 57% of Gen Z says that if they had the opportunity, that they would be a content creator. And I feel like this has to go along with hustle culture. This is Gen Z's version of the hustle and the grind. And I'm not knocking it at all because I feel like whatever you can do to take control, to take power of the fact that you have to work, you need to make money. And if content creation is it for you, if content creation is what's going to make that easier for you, then, you know, do what you got to do. I like the idea that Gen Z is more welcoming to the idea of having their own source of income and doing whatever you need to do to not have to rely on the corporate side of America to do that for you. Because as we see, like, they don't care about you. They're very much not doing anything about the fact that the wages aren't giving, that the benefits aren't giving, that all of it is not giving anymore. They don't care. And until they're forced to have to do something about it, they're not going to do anything. So it's like, unfortunately, we have to take the power into our own hands and like work those side jobs, try to become a content creator, all those things that previous generations probably didn't think to do or have the desire to do. Yeah, I just hope that power can be given back to Gen Z in the fact that very much value your life over a job. Like, don't slave away for a company. I like the direction that Gen Z is going in prioritizing their life and having fun over slaving away at a company, because at the end of the day, like, all you have is your life. Nobody wants to live to work. You want your work to serve your life. You want your work to fund your life. And there's definitely a difference there. What once was hidden is not hidden anymore. And that's the best part about everything. Gen Z has the most access to what the workforce is actually like. And I think that they have the exposure to see that a lot of these things were lies. And so very much take that information and make it serve you. Oh, and I think the word that we have for this is quiet quitting. And quiet quitting is when employees continue to put in the minimum amount of effort to keep their jobs, but they don't go the extra mile for their employer. This might mean not speaking up in meetings, not volunteering for tasks, and refusing to work overtime. I think the general sentiment around this movement is that let's not go above and beyond for our, a company that is not serving you. If your company is good, they give you promotions, they give you fair wages, they give you fair raises, overall treat you well, then maybe quiet quitting isn't for you. A lot of corporations aren't treating their workforce well. They're overworking them. They're underpaying them. They're not giving them promotions. They're not giving them raises that actually go along with inflation rates. Quiet quitting might be what helps you. I think the second thing that Gen Z needs to do in order to take their power back as they go through this quarter life crisis is to really plan out their life in a meaningful way. A lot of us just let life happen to us. As we're experiencing all these hardships, we can end up feeling like we're drowning. And I think something that helps is taking control. Wherever you are in life, I think having a plan helps the situation. I hope Gen Z makes it through. I know they will, because all the generations have made it through. We made it, we did it, and there's more crises to come. And so the easier it becomes, the more tools that you have to serve as you're going through a quarter life crisis, the better. And I think it's just a natural part of growing up. It's a natural part of becoming an adult. And I just hope there's more empathy for Gen Z, empathy for millennials, empathy for all the generations that have come and will come as they go through aging. We all were dealt different cards, but in the end of the day, we're all just trying to be happy and navigate through life in a smooth way. I hope that helped. Don't forget to like, comment, subscribe, and I will see you guys in the next YouTube video.